Welcome to this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church. Today we have a message that we believe is full of practical and relevant behavioral teaching from God's Word, the Bible. We'd like to invite you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. Take notes as you go through this, looking for a personal application from God to you. Sit back and enjoy as we begin this message.
Book of 2 Corinthians, I want to talk with you about the generosity of the Father. And I want to talk with you about what that looks like in you and in me. And if to 2 Corinthians, and it is chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. And the title of the message, if you saw it on the bulletin, is Doing the Unexpected. Just do the unexpected. Don't you love surprises? I love surprises. I'm a nut for surprises. I really am. I'm not exaggerating about that. I love surprises. But can I tell you the truth? The truth is, I love being on the giving end of the surprise. That's consistent with the word, right? What's the word say? It's more blessed to give than to receive. It's a whole lot of fun. How many of you have grandchildren? How many of you know what it means to wrap a gift? You go and shop, and I'm telling you, when Gina gets into a store, she never buys anything for anybody taller than that. Now, I'm not being selfish. I'm just telling you, I know she's not in my section. She's in the grandkids section because they're short. That's how I know that. And they have toys. And I don't. Well, I do. I have different kind of toys. Mine have four wheels on them. But those of you who have grandchildren know what it is, Rick and Pam, you love going shopping now like you've never gone shopping before. It gets inside of you. Something happens to you. We go stupid. We love to give to our grandkids. For God so loved the world. Who's it sound like? For God so loved the world that he had to give. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. It's a God thing. We didn't start it. This trait of giving sacrificially actually came from the eternities past. Into the eternity present of the age of man, God gave us a trait. When he said, let's make man in our own image, he wasn't just saying the look of the man. It's the whole of who God is. He gave us his traits of falling in love with someone so much that I have to sacrifice until it just hurts. I know what that feels like, because when Gina goes shopping, it just hurts. No, it really doesn't. We actually get a kick out of buying for the grandkids. We love it. And when Gina tells me what she got, she holds them up and then she holds the other 10 up. And she shows me, oh, we even got one for next year. We got pajamas for next year. Christmas pajamas for next year. I can't wait to see 2 years from now. Kaysen's will be, you know, one of those kind of, it's just, you see, generosity begets generosity, begets generosity, begets generosity. And this is what that scripture says that I just had you turn to. I just want to read it to you quickly. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 8, and it is the NIV. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Let me read it again. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what has been decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And I know this, there are pastors that have preached this message using it about tithes. This is not a tithe message. This is a generosity scripture, not a tithe scripture. Go back to Malachi 3 if you want to go look for tithing scriptures. This is a generosity. This is after the tithe has been decided. It's the Lord's. So that's not where we're talking about here. And we're not even talking about putting in the offering today. We're talking about just the spirit of generosity. This scripture is about a spirit of the Father that is so consuming us that we can't not do something of the unexpected nature. Have you ever looked at each other as a husband and wife or as a friend, and you're sitting there next to your friend in a restaurant and said, "Let's surprise the server. Let's surprise the server." I mean, seriously, it's been a bad service. And that poor server, God bless her or God bless him, they have had a rough day. You ever been in a restaurant where the server had a rough day? And you just like, and you can see sometimes the tears. I'm sensitive to this because Megan was a server at Steak and Shake. Amanda remembers that those days well of Megan. She was a server, and I know what having a bad day is. And I've been in situations where Gina would look at me across the table at a restaurant or wherever it is and say, "Let's bless this server." Because something good has to happen to the server today. Something good has to happen that redeems the day that, guess what? God was in my day. In the middle of all of the hellish kind of experience that I am having here today, all of a sudden God shows up. You ever had that happen? Where God just shows up? Something good happens when it couldn't get any worse. And it seems like it just can't get worse. And then all of a sudden God shows up in the day. Somebody says, you know, a lady will, you know, by the way, when a lady tells another lady she looks so pretty today, it means so much more than when a man tells you. Doesn't it? I mean, maybe your husband ought to say it more. Maybe that special guy in your life ought to say it more. But it means so much when you think you couldn't have a worse day and a lady walks up to you and says, "You look so pretty today." Wow. That just changes your day. Words of generosity. Words of kindness. The word says, if you sow sparingly, whatever it is, whatever the investment is, if you sow it, you don't pay very many compliments. God's word says something. This is a principle. This isn't Barry just believing some myth. This is a principle. If you're not a person of words of generosity, this says you're not going to receive it very often. Doesn't say you won't receive it at all, but it's not, you're just not a person investor. You're not a person of investor. I have used this example many, many, many times, and I'll use it one more time, if that's okay with you. I'm still breathing today, so I'll still use some examples that make a difference. How many of you checked your McDonald's hamburger stock online this morning? How many went to your McDonald's stock online and checked it? None. How many of you own McDonald's stock? None. See, here's the thing. If you have nothing invested, you're not going to go check on McDonald's stock, right? I mean, if you do, I want to know why you did it. But if you got nothing out there invested, you don't expect anything back. And so those who don't speak words of blessing, honestly, don't expect much back, because it's probably not going to come very often. There's just this whole opportunity for Christmas is why I wanted to talk with you about this whole doing the unexpected. Can you imagine the lives you would change if you this month as a family or as an individual, if you chose to make this month a month of generosity in your life? And I'm not talking about just finance. I'm talking about just a month of a generous heart, a generous spirit about the fact that this month is the month where we're, especially Christians, are supposed to be the people of giving nature. We're supposed to be the most generous people on the face of the earth, and we should have that reputation. Gina and I went to Bricktops. Last time we were in Bricktops, we were talking with our server, and we hadn't seen her in a while. We said, "Why don't we see you often?" She said, "Well, I try and stay away from Sundays." I said, "Do you really? What tell us about that. What's going?" Say it again. It was a very sad story. Gina is sitting there going, "Yeah." We said, "Why don't you want to work Sundays?" "Well, you know, all the church people come in." And they still think 5 to 10% is good. I'm sorry. Can I bust your bubble? It's not generous. It's not generous anymore. In fact, things have changed. The water bill went up. Your water bill went up. Your electric bill went up. Your car payments went up. Your insurance went up. Everything went up, including to the server. And we're still tipping according to the cheap world standards instead of a biblical, generous standard. We're thinking we're doing this server a favor. Well, she didn't deserve much. Thank God I did not get what I deserved. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to get what I deserved. I really don't want to get what I deserved. I love the idea of doing the unexpected, and some of you think I'm only talking about tipping well at the dinner table. I'm not. Please don't limit it to that, or you would so miss the spirit of what I believe the Lord wants to do in this message. It's just a spirit of generosity, a spirit of kindness that would actually make someone's day. If a lady, if you see a young girl that looks so pretty and maybe having a bad day, and I'm talking about to the ladies here, and you go up to a little girl and you say, "Sweetheart, you look so pretty today." Do you know how valuable that is, especially to a teenager or a young woman? Do you know how valuable that is? Because it's not a guy hitting on her. It's not a guy flirting with her. This is someone who had no dog in the race. This woman's got no dog in the race. But she stopped and made a point to say something kind and generous to build me up. Now that's a beautiful gift that we give to a person. I want to show you a video. I saw Gina showed it to me. In fact, just this last week, Gina showed me this video. And it's about doing the unexpected. I want you to notice the impact of the unexpected in this Coca-Cola video. The impact on that crowd is amazing because they're just, and don't expect anything that good and that fun. Do you know that when you give to other people, and I'm talking about of all nature, of all of your, what do I have? I don't have that much to give. You sure do. You got you. You got you. You have the ability to actually, you know, if you have a gift, a skill, or a something of in your repertoire of words of kindness, you got you. And this is what God's word says in Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should have, or should give rather, and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered. I want you to write this note down because I believe it's a life-changing quote. It's not mine, and frankly, I don't know who it came from, but I read it and I had to write it down, and I wanted to pass it on to you today. Generosity, it's simple. Generosity defines your experience. Generosity defines your experience. It will actually define not just the person that you're being generous with, but it actually defines your experience. I mean, it will actually transform you. In fact, Romans chapter 12 says, 12:21 says, listen to this, generosity to others will actually help you conquer evil. Or the evil one. Listen to what it says. Romans 12:21 says, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Conquer evil by doing good. If you're living a lifestyle of doing good, you don't have time to get into trouble. I mean, think about that. That's what I wish we could, I wish my parents, they had three boys. And their goal was to just, you know, make sure we didn't go too far to the right or too far to the left. That was always the goal. Don't let them get too far to the right or too far to the left. This principle, if we could even as adults grab onto this, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil with good. If I'm always busy doing the will of the Father, if I'm always busy doing what God has planned for me, sowing good things into other people, I got no time to do anything I shouldn't be doing. I just don't have the time. It's not in my schedule. Let's see. On this date, do something wrong. Nope, it's not on my calendar. Because I am full of what the Spirit wants to do in me. Let generosity define your life's experience in all things, in all things. I won't continue on, but I have to tell you that stuck out to me. And just a few days ago, there's this whole idea of, it just kept coming back to me. Do the unexpected. Do the unexpected. Well, I can't just show a video of it. I want to do the unexpected. I want you to be able to come to church and go, oh my God, we didn't expect that. We didn't expect that. And so I was praying about this, and God actually, and by the way, I'm going to say it this way. I felt compelled to do something. Now, if you've walked with God very long, you know His voice. That's what the Word says. My sheep know my voice. That's what God's Word says. So I know when the Spirit has spoken to me. But I'll say it this way for those that think that might be a little to the spooky side. I did not hear a voice from heaven. And if I did, you probably would have had to have visited me at a different hospital. So I'm just saying, I didn't hear the voice, but I was compelled by what I felt was the voice of God in my spirit. Have you ever had that happen before? And it just is an amazing thing, because sometimes we don't think God is even thinking of us. Sometimes we think God has just completely abandoned us. In the middle of everything that's going on, sometimes we just think God does not even concern Himself with me at all. And yet every once in a while, God will do something like this. He'll drop a name to me and He'll say, tell Alyssa to come up in front of this church. And there she sits. And so, Alyssa, I want you to come up here. Alyssa doesn't know what I'm about to do, but Alyssa, you come up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. And so Alyssa has no idea what's about to happen. But do you believe God's promises are for you, sweetie?
Yeah.
Now, I need a little clearer definition of the word yeah.
Yes.
You do. You believe. You actually believe God wants to bless you and surprise you with things and do nice. Now, I don't have a Lincoln Continental sitting outside, just so you know. But do you believe that God's blessings are for you?
Yes.
You trust in the Lord that He will do good. I believe that because I know this girl. I know that she is like an amazing, you know, godly young lady, loves God with all of her heart. And I just know every once in a while that God drops this kind of a nugget in my mind. Could you use a $100 bill? Did your mom put me up to this? No, your mom's voice does not sound like the Holy Spirit. No, your mom did not put, I just want to know, could you use a $100 bill? No, I'm asking you. This is a very personal invitation. This is a very personal thing here. Could you use a $100 bill? I just want to know. Could you use a $100 bill? Do you think she could use a $100 bill? Do you think she ought to have the $100 bill? You see, this is her $100 bill. It's always been her $100 bill. I am convinced, coming off the press of the whatever the federal government is, you know, the Federal Reserve, I believe that God actually is good enough and loves this girl enough to actually print LH573757B $100 bill just for her. I actually believe that. That's just how goofy God does things sometimes. But they're goofy good. And you know what? You know how I know this? Because when my grandchildren get their gifts, they are so excited. They are, and yet as excited as they are, you ought to see Gina and me. My hair bounces when I get to give. It's exciting to give. I love watching the server when they go off at the other end of the restaurant and I hear, ah! Then they come back real calm. You know what I'm saying? It's an exciting moment. Do you believe that God would do that for you? That He would print that just for you? Do you believe that? You know what? When I walked in the door this morning, that $100 bill was yours. It's not mine anymore. Because God already gave that to you. So He birthed that in my spirit. And the only reason you don't have it yet is you haven't trusted me enough to just reach out and take that out of my hand. Because she still doesn't know if I'm serious. Is God serious with His promises? Is God serious with His promises? Why don't you just reach out and take that from my hand? Because that's no longer my $100 bill. Some of you have been praying for healing. Some of you have been praying for healing, but you won't reach out and take it. Some of you have been praying for God to give you wisdom, but you just won't get into the Word and take it. And so as long as I keep walking by this girl, it's an example of what we continue to do, because we got to figure out sooner or later that that $100 bill is actually ours and we can go ahead and take it. Would you tell her what to do with it? I'm not going to force it on you if you don't want it. Go sit down. You're welcome. Sometimes it's just fun to do the unexpected. Now, your mother didn't put me up to that. No. The Holy Spirit put me up to that. That's how much God thinks about us. God is actually thinking about us. He thought about us 2,000 years ago at the cross and in the middle of your storm, Vanessa. He's still thinking about you, and he's still got you. He's got Chris so covered, but he's got you and the boys. He's still thinking about you, and he's not going to walk away. The word says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. No, not ever. And though Chris is with the Lord today, and your heart aches, and it should, and it will, I got a generous God that is still pouring into you, the Spirit of the living God. There's a river that just flows through you of generosity, a river that just flows to you, people that are praying for you, people that are loving you. And no matter what you've been through or what you're going through, no matter what it is, I know this, the Spirit of the living God wants to speak generosity in you and through you. He does. He really wants to do that. And if you will free yourself up this month, set it aside. Did you see the look on those students' faces when the pizza came out of the Coke machine? Did you see the look on their faces when that, what was it, about 5-foot sandwich came out of that Coke machine? Did you see? That is what God wants to see with his kids when he lavishes good stuff on us. He just keeps throwing good stuff at us. And we're sitting there, you know what? What we sit there and do is look at the sandwich. Who ordered a sandwich through the Coke machine? It's too good. It can't be mine that God would send me a sandwich through a Coke machine. No. Run with it. Grab it. Trust God that it is actually his plan to give you good stuff and to love on you and to love through you. And this month, you try it out. It is more blessed to give than to receive. I promise you. I promise you. As much as Alyssa loves that little bitty Franklin, as much as she loved getting that little bitty Franklin, I promise you, I loved giving it more. Because that is the will of the Father. And this is what the word says, and I'll quit with this, Mike. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Now, what's that got to do with what I just said? Let's redefine that scripture really quick. The joy of the Lord. Listen, when a child sees, I've done this before, so stick with me if you've heard me do it. When a child sees, does something, and he looks back and sees mommy smiling. Do you remember when the boys would do something silly? And you and Chris would laugh hysterically, and they'd go, I want to do it again. And then they'd do it again. And they see you and Chris were laughing hysterically, and I mean wanting, now I got to video this. And what do? They keep doing it over and over and over because it gave you joy. And the joy, here's a redefinition of those words. The joy of the Lord reinforces my behavior. Get that picture? The joy of the Lord, looking back at my father and seeing that I pleased him, seeing that I pleased my father, it gives me reinforcement. It strengthens me to want to do that again. I got to do that again. I got to give again. I got to be generous. Ladies, when you tell a little girl how pretty she looks and you see how that impacts her, you will look for another little girl to tell her, sweetheart, you look so pretty. Your words will get freer. Your words will get freer. Your words will get freer. The words of you are so amazing. Your words will start to get freer because you'll realize how much it transforms you to give. Because it is true. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Father, in Jesus' name, speak generosity into us. I pray, God, speak generosity, a spirit of generosity in each of us that we can bless, be a blessing, walk, just our lives be in existence, be a blessing in Jesus' name. And every believer said, give the Lord a huge hand. Will you do that?
We We hope you found this audio presentation from St. Charles River Church both beneficial and enjoyable. If you're ever in the area, please come by and visit us at 810 Westwood Industrial Park Drive, Weldon Springs, Missouri, 63304. You can also reach us online at www.stcharlesriverchurch.org.